What's up, Kissables? This is the Kissable Diva, thanking you for tuning in to Kissable Nights, where we discuss everything love, sex, and relationships after dark. Remember to tune in every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Unfortunately, I know that this particular podcast will be up a little bit later. We do apologize for that. We had a couple of technical difficulties, but in the future, please aim for 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So on today's episode, we have Miss Diana Isaac, who is hardworking and career-oriented. She's creative and loves to travel in her free time. In her mid-40s, she's looking to settle down and strengthen her knowledge in investing and real estate. Diana, thank you so much for joining us for episode 3.
Thank you for having me.
So what we're talking about on this particular episode, we are talking about dating while 40. I know as a 20-year-old, life just seemed a little bit, I don't know, you just didn't think about it a lot. You just kind of did things and kind of felt your way out, and it's a big difference between 20 and 40. 20-year-olds are more, you suffer the heartache, you go through the drama, you pretty much experience life. And by the time you're 40, you kind of have some type of grip on what life is.
Or
in your 40s, mm-hmm. And you kind of have some type of grip on what life is. And if you are still single and, you know, you have no children and you're in your 40s, how is dating being in your 40s?
It's a bit different. Age has a big factor in dating. And like you said, by the, when you're 20, it's like you just go with the flow, you have a good time, but in your 40s, you're kind of a little bit more selective mm-hmm. in your choices of men. Mm-hmm. I mean, the picking is slim, mm-hmm. however, you know, you kind of, things you know what to look for, you know what you want to deal with, but when you're 20, you're like, you know, you're just out to have a good time. Mm-hmm. So by the time you're 40, you kind of, you know what you want to deal with, know what to look for. Mm-hmm. Some things you just, you know, BS you don't want to put up with. Mm-hmm. So those things, you know, you kind of, like you say, you have a grip on what it is, what you want to do, mm-hmm. or who you're willing to waste or spend your time with. Because mm-hmm. at that point, you know, your time is valuable. Mm-hmm. Kind of place a little bit more value on your time at 40 than you would at 20.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I was 20, or in my 20s, I would like be so particular on how the person looks, what the person does, if they have kids or not. I didn't want them to have any children. Of course, I did date married men, so they had to be single, and they had to have a nice job. They had to be well established, even though I wasn't, but I wanted them to be mm-hmm. Very much well established. And you know, that's just, you know, I was very particular, very, you know, had all my particulars and specifics of what I wanted this person to be. But now in your 40s, does that change?
To a certain degree, because pretty much at the age of 40, you pretty much have, my mom always told me this, by the time you're 40, whatever you're doing now, that's what you're going to be stuck doing. Mm. So it does change, you know, I mean, as far as being picky. Mm-hmm. It's like now men now at the age of 40, half of them, they've already had families, they've mm-hmm. had children. Mm-hmm. So certain things like that, you're going to have to put up with. Mm-hmm. If you're willing to put up with, you know, he got a string of children with him, mm-hmm. that's pretty much, it's pretty much is what you have to deal with. Mm-hmm. You know, they're gonna be men at that age that have children. Mm-hmm. That's a given, pretty much. That's pretty much the standard. If you are 40 and you don't have any children, that's great. Mm-hmm. You know, but at this day and age, you know, everybody don't stay with everybody. So, mm-hmm. like you say, being married, that's totally off limits. Mm-hmm. But most of the men that I've come across, they do have children. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely changes things a bit. And also too, you know, you want them to be settled, you want them to be, you know, have a nice career, whatever. Sometimes, you know, you just want to get out of the house and have a good time. Mm-hmm. That may not be the case. They may not have a, so you know within yourself, that's not what the person that I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. But if it's something to get out of the house and have a good time, mm-hmm. and we vibing, you know, that's what it is, you know. But as far as like having a meaningful relationship with that person, or I try not to get attached. So it's like, some things you, it's like a give and take at the age of 40. You know, you, some things may be there, some things may not be there. So you have to like weigh your options. You know, the fact that he has children and he's providing for his children. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe I can deal with that. Mm-hmm. Or if he has a dead-end job, mm-hmm. and I ask him, you know, if he takes me out and it's not what I'm used to.
Right.
Because I know me. I look for if it's something that I would do or take a, you know, take a person to. You're not finna take me to McDonald's, you know. But if you take me somewhere and it's up to par and I feel like, you know, you're making the extra effort, or it might be the case where they can't afford to take you. So at least if I see them making the effort to make the evening nice, okay, I'm willing to deal with that. So it's like, you know, whatever they show you, mm-hmm. you have to take it for face value, mm-hmm. and kind of weigh your options as to what you want to do. Mm. You know, sometimes you have to get past if you don't look a certain way. Mm-hmm. At the age of 40. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to get past, you know, cause me, if they weren't looking right, I wouldn't even waste my time, mm-hmm. you know.
In your
20s. In my 20s, right. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I've seen plenty of good, nice-looking men mm-hmm. sitting at the bus stop knowing darn good women. They got no business at the bus stop, but they look good. Mm-hmm. So that costs, you know, that catches your eye. Mm-hmm. But at 40, you begin to be a little bit more selective, you mm-hmm. know. He may not look up to par, but the fact that he can provide, or we having a good time and things are vibing, okay. You know, because at this point, looks kind of go out the window. Mm-hmm. You know, you just want to have that companionship. Mm-hmm. And if you two are on the same level and the conversation is good, mm-hmm. no matter what they look like, you know.
I agree. I mean, that's, as a younger person, that's kind of hard because you know, you're fresh, you're new, you're young, and, you know, you're seeing nice-looking gentlemen your age at that time. So it's kind of hard to say, oh, it doesn't matter how you look, you know, because you have so many options. Mm-hmm. You know, you're new, it's brand new. But now that, you know, you're up in age and you're established yourself, and now, I mean, you're selective in the, you're selective in the way that, you know, you don't want to be supporting them, okay. But you're selective, you know, you're not selective as far as, you know, how they, you know, they have to be well kept, mm-hmm. but, you know, they don't have to be so specific. Well, his nose got to look like this and his skin color got about like even tone and, you know, all that kind of right. stuff. Like it doesn't have to be all like that.
Right.
Because, you know, some people just had, they, you know, have their particulars.
Right.
Of,
right.
You know, what they would like. So I think that is really interesting and very insightful between your 20s and your 40s.
Yeah. Because at that time, by the time you're 40, things that you wouldn't look at as being attractive, they're not attractive. You know, like, hey, he handling business. He out there. He on his grind. He got a good job. Mm-hmm. Or he's able to provide. I see, you know, he does have children. And he makes, you know, the point of having his children in his life. Mm-hmm. That's attractive mm-hmm. to me at this point. Mm-hmm. When I was 20, oh, he got kids. You know, then, you know, it's like, where are you going to get the time to spend with me? Mm-hmm. And you got a bunch of children at the age of 20. Mm-hmm. So by the time he's 40, you know, men are a little bit more settled and, mm-hmm. you know, I see they provide and they know what to do and all of this stuff through experience. Mm-hmm. That's attractive. Mm-hmm. Not so much what they look like, mm-hmm. you know, pretty much you want to look for something that's going to add to your stature, mm-hmm. you know, as a woman, or, you know, hey, this somebody that I'm willing to get behind, you know.
Right.
He got my back. I got his back. Mm-hmm. You know, if it comes off to me with dating, what they show you in dating at first, I feel like however you start off a relationship or how you start off dating, that's what you're going to get all the way through.
That's true. That's so true.
It's things are definitely different at 40.
Yes.
So it's interesting to see within yourself as time go along what you're willing to put up with, mm-hmm. and where you are now in at 40.
That's true. What I wanted to ask is like now in your 40s, do you like the options are slim and you kind of find yourself probably dating younger men? is that difficult? Like, are younger men mostly immature? Are they on the mature side? Like, do they have themselves together to where they can be with the older woman, or how is that?
To me, my experience, it varies. Mm-hmm. You have some younger men that are on point with what they want to do. They're goal oriented. They know, you know, how they want certain things. Then you have some same age that's very playful, not serious. Mm-hmm. They just feel like, you know, go with the flow, whatever happened, live for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That to me, that's not where I am. That's not what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's okay to go out a couple of times, but as far as like locking that person in to say, you know, I want to be in a relationship with them, I wouldn't particularly go after a person like that. Like you say, the options are slim, the picking is slim,
mm-hmm.
but it's almost like whatever you're willing to deal with,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you have some older men that behave like that. You That's have true. Some older men that act childish.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have some older men that, you know, they know what they want, bar none,
mm-hmm.
you know, but again, that's where you come in,
mm-hmm.
whatever you're willing to put up with,
mm-hmm.
you know. I've had some younger men that were on point, you know, but the thing is, I don't know, it wasn't the right time,
mm-hmm.
you know, timing is everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're clicking with that person, but it's something that's preventing you to go to the next step,
mm-hmm.
which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you have to be confident with yourself to say, okay, it's not coming to me yet, so I gotta wait. Maybe that's not the thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it does, I don't know, men age younger to older, you find it in every age.
Mm-hmm.
You find some men that are young, want to handle their business. You find some men that are older, and they living like they 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hit and run, stuff like that, you know.
Right.
You know, they feel like they don't want to be in a relationship. They right. don't want to be locked down.
Mm-hmm.
You can't blame them for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why they want, you know, but for whatever reason, if you desire a relationship with that person and they don't want it, you can't force it.
You're right.
So you just have to kind of like get a grip of yourself to say it's not the right time.
Mm-hmm.
So not on to the next one, or that's a time for you to work on yourself,
mm-hmm.
in hopes, and you working on yourself, maybe that relationship may materialize. But don't, as I say, wait for that person to get it together, because that very well may not be the person for you.
Right.
So you just have to, in between that time, work on yourself, you know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's like the main thing I've been saying, like, throughout all of the shows that I've done, as far as working on yourself and just becoming the best version of yourself, because that's the only thing that, you know, is going to be with you forever, is yourself.
Exactly.
So it's best to, you know, become your best version so that whatever may come your way, it be adding to you. And
you're ready to accept that.
And you're ready to accept it. Yeah. That's true.
Because it may be something that's not ready with you,
mm-hmm.
that's prohibiting you from being in a relationship. Or maybe that person sees something in you that they're not ready for.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's true.
Work on yourself.
Work on yourself. Because, you know, the pickings are slim. And there are some men that are could be in their 40s and don't have any children, but they do want to have children. They probably end up with someone younger because, I mean, most women in their 40s aren't looking to have children.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they may want to reject you or may not want to go any further with you because you don't want to have children. Like, how do you deal with rejection, or how do you deal with someone not choosing to go any further with you?
I used to have a real big problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
I used to question, oh, what's wrong with me? Or I don't look a certain way. Or mm-hmm. maybe my butt ain't big enough and all of this. Who cares? At the age of 40, who cares?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Whatever you got, you have to work with it.
Mm-hmm.
And if the person's not happy with what you're putting out there, then mm-hmm. the heck with them. That's not the person for you. I had to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
At 20, at 30, it was a big problem for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to constantly beat myself up, like, why you don't like me? And
mm-hmm.
listen, if he don't like you, maybe it's a good thing. I had to come to that. Mm-hmm. And that's hard to come to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the time you're 40, you're like, okay, if that person don't like you, then that's not the person for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that you constantly, that comes with working on yourself.
Yes. You know? Yes.
And it was so hard for me to deal with rejection. It would make me become like kind of introverted.
Mm-hmm.
Antisocial.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I would stop myself from going out
because
I felt like, oh, it's something wrong with me. Mm-hmm. No, why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
That's your time to shine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the heck with if they don't like you.
Right.
You know, and I've come to the point, I've even told certain men, you know, if I'm feeling them and vice versa, I tell them up front, listen, if you don't like me, it's okay. I'm okay with that. Because I understand now at the age of 40, not everybody likes everybody.
That's right. My father used to say that all the time. I did not understand that when I was younger. Yeah. Everybody does not like you. What do you mean? Yes, they do.
Exactly. Yeah, it was like a big epiphany I had right. to come to.
Exactly.
Like, listen, true. Everybody don't like
no,
everybody.
That's
it
true.
Is nothing wrong with
no,
that.
No, it's nothing
you
wrong
know?
With it. No.
It's just that whatever that person sees in you is not for them.
Right.
And vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to come to that. And it 40, a lot of lights come on.
Mm-hmm.
For me to understand, listen, and you know what, it's gotten me a long way to be able to tell a man that, listen, if you don't like me, it's okay. It's quite all right. I don't have any bones or issues with you because you don't like me,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa.
Because mm-hmm.
I understand now not everybody likes everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know, for whatever reason, maybe personality conflict or mm-hmm. I don't like the way, you know, how you handle your business or mm-hmm. it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can come to that, that will help you get over rejection.
Mm-hmm.
That helped me greatly because I used to really soak in, oh my God, I don't look a certain way. Oh my God, I don't have this. I don't have that. But in actuality, I started looking at myself like, you know what? There's nothing wrong with you.
Mm-mm.
It's nothing wrong with you. If he don't like you, it's okay.
That's right.
Be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Keep working on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one will.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it comes with age. A lot of knowledge comes with age. I tell you. Before, you know, they talk about old dogs and new tricks. Listen, a lot of stuff comes with age.
I believe that. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
What do you think about online dating?
I've done it before. And to be honest with you, I think at this point in time, because the only reason why I did it, a lot of people used to say negative things about it. Oh, you don't know who that person is, blah, blah, blah. Fortunately for me, I've never had an incident where things got a little crazy. It did. I did have an incident. I'd have to tell that to you later. But anyway, I've haven't been successful at online dating, but I have done it. And you know, when you're work as much as I do, and you know, you have your career ahead of you, you're trying to work. That's a avenue that I took. Because I'm not the one to go out every weekend or,
mm-hmm.
or you know, hang at the club or, you right. know, I do outings, but I'm not a person that makes myself accessible to go out every weekend or, you know, when I was younger and really didn't have my career ahead of me, you know, that was the thing to do. But because I work a lot and, you know, that's an option, online dating. Only thing I can tell you about it is, you know, you have to be careful. Pretty much, you know, if you go out with somebody, meet at a mutual place or take someone with you.
Right.
Just to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of websites out there and some of them are a little better than others. And you know, you have to be, again, selective, you know, and pretty much, I don't know, be very vigilant, watchful, and see what it is that you're getting into. I mean, I've heard some successful stories of people in online dating, but I've never, you know, any success. I have met some really nice people, but pretty much like a dead end, you know?
Okay. So what would you say the do's and don'ts were for dating in your 40s?
The do's and the don'ts. Let me start with the don'ts. When you are dating in your 40s,
mm-hmm.
do not, I tell you twice, three times, do not entertain married men.
Hmm.
You know, can lead down an ugly street or not go so well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they tell you they married, back away and be thankful they told you.
Mm-hmm.
The dudes with dating at 40, be comfortable with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go in it having a good time. Don't go in it expecting to get anything out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go, you enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if the person that you're with is not being a gentleman or whatever, that's your opportunity to, you know, you have make a way out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, excuse yourself. You remember how you would meet somebody, and me, I've gotten to the point where I don't tell people about them right away simply because I feel like I was going to jinx something because it's going so good. Sometimes, I mean, it's what you're willing to put out there. Cause yeah, sometimes,
that's true. I mean, I do that too. I don't talk about it
yeah,
to anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and until you see where it's going. And
right,
if you just in it to have a good time, mm-hmm. I definitely do enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if he sees that you enjoying yourself, it's going to rub off on him too.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
Your whole thing is, and you want to be conservative. You don't want to be, you know, or put out there that you the type of woman that's always want to go out to dinner or, you know, he got to pay for everything. And me, I try not to put that out there. Because, you know, the person may be financially challenged.
So you're one of the ones where, because I know, shout out to Heaves Drop, a lot of women expressed that they feel, not all, but some expressed that they felt that the man should pay.
I don't feel that way. I mean, if he's willing to pay, then that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Shouts out to them, you know, do your thing. That's mm-hmm. great. But in some cases where he may not always be able to pay.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I feel like as a woman or an independent woman, he might even tell you, no, that's okay, I got it. But the fact that you offered,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter, like, say if he asked you out, would you expect him to pay or would you still offer even though he asked you?
On the first date, I would expect him to pay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But after a while, you know, like I heard a young lady say, after a while, I would want to, you know, pay for a date just to show my appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been paying all the way up to this point. Hey, let me pay to show you how much I appreciate what you do for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and men tend to, they do look at that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they kind of have big respect for that.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to every time y'all go out, you know, you want him to, you know, hit the pockets and spend that money like that.
Mm.
But at 40, you kind of tend to be a little reserved and you kind of want them to be a little bit more creative.
Mm.
As opposed to always wanting to go out.
Yeah.
There's other things you can do,
right.
You know.
Like, and what?
For a nice kind of like dinner on the beach or pack a picnic bag and y'all sit at the beach.
So to you, it's mostly like, versus when you were 20, it's like what you can show me. But now that you're in the 40s, it's more so quality time.
Yes.
And being more creative with that quality time.
Definitely. Okay. Definitely.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
like
because it's good to see that a man, you know, to me, as opposed to him taking me out to dinner all the time, mm-hmm. I think it's good every now and then, you know, to see what he's thinking. To me, it shows me he's putting forth an effort because mm-hmm. it's easy to go to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy for them to go reach in their wallet and pay for dinner.
Mm.
But to me, at 40, I want to see them do a little work, think a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. maybe if I take them to the beach, maybe a little picnic basket, we sit down and eat, mm-hmm. we're having a good time, watch mm-hmm. the moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
That's so romantic. He put time into thinking that. Mm-hmm. You know, not everybody feel that way, but at least I feel like he's taking the time to even think about us having that quality time together
mm-hmm.
as far as being in a noisy restaurant or, you know, you got to lean over and listen to what they say. You
mm-hmm.
know? I mean, a nice, intimate walk on the beach or, you know, a little picnic between you two. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's definitely, you know, maybe he might want to cook dinner for you at home. You know, hey, you sit and watch movie or, you know, that, to me, it takes an effort, more of an effort
mm-hmm.
for him to do that,
mm-hmm.
you know. Either he might say, hey, come over and watch a movie. You know, okay, cool. Sometimes he may not be able to take you out to dinner all the time.
Right.
The fact that he wants to spend quality time with you, that's mm-hmm. okay with me. I like that.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. So I feel like, you know, there is a, from what we've already discussed, there is a difference between being 20 and being 40. Life is different. You haven't experienced everything. You have a more wisdom, you've been through a lot more, you're more established, and what you're looking for, if you're not already with someone, or if you're a divorcee, the criteria changes in the person that you're, you know, the people that you encounter or choose to spend your time with.
Yeah, it does change.
So, this part of the show, I like to see if the co-host would does have, like, any stories or words of wisdom. They don't necessarily have to have a quote-unquote story, but, you know, words of wisdom, you know, dealing with the topic, which our topic today was dating while 40 or dating in your 40s. So, do you have, like, words of wisdom, or do you have, like, a story you can tell? Or?
My girl, I got a story.
Yeah.
You had previously asked me about online dating.
Mm-hmm.
I had an experience with an online date.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, was this recent, like, in your 40s?
Yeah, I was in my 40s.
Okay.
It was 40.
Okay.
And it was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I met him online, really nice guy, you know, we went out to eat a couple times
mm-hmm.
and, I thought it was, well, first we met at a really crowded place at the casino
mm-hmm.
and then, afterwards he invited me to like three other dates and, in the midst of, us on a date, you know, we would call each other, hey, how you doing? What's going on? And this particular time, he wasn't feeling well. So I called him during the day. Hey, what's going on? And I left a message on his phone. His ex knows his password to check his messages.
Oh, God.
So she checked his messages. And then out of the blue, she started calling me.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, my God, it just went downward spiral
oh.
from there. And in the midst of that spiral,
mm-hmm.
she would call me and leave nasty messages on my phone. And it was like a very difficult time in my life. You know, I was experiencing a lot of things going on with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 week I was on vacation. She called me. I was at my mom's bedside. And she called me ranting and raving and cussing. And so I hung up the phone. I'm like, okay. Then she kept on calling, and then what I did was I started keeping her recordings, and then I went to the police department.
Oh.
And the police department, they instructed me, this is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
We will call her and tell her to stop calling you, mm-hmm. and if she continues, you know, this is what you can do. You can file a, what do you call it, restraining order.
Mm-hmm.
So it came to that. And the police called her, told her, stop calling Miss Isaac. And she continued to call.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to court. I got a restraining order. And in the midst of me getting a restraining order on her, she stopped the calling, but I saved her messages. I had to go to court. I went to court. And the judge, he, you know, had both of us speak. And her story was like a totally fiasco. Oh, I just wanted to keep her away from him because he gave me, it was just crazy. So after everything was done, we had, she had a second appearance in court. And the first appearance, the judge had asked her a couple questions, and then he asked her if she owned a gun. And she, what are you asking me that for? And so the judge made her turn it over, and afterwards, she did receive a charge. They took her gun away. They revoked her license. And he, on the other hand, he was trying to get me not to go forward with taking her to court. I'm like, no, she crossed the line. She started bothering me. I said nothing to this woman. I don't even know who she is. But in that happening, I was just really proud of myself that I took a lot of mental notes because, you know, we would get together, go out to dinner, and then we'll ride past. Oh, she lives over here, and oh, she works here. Don't tell me that. I'm making mental notes. I'm taking notes. Oh, so God. When all of that stuff started, so it was really easy for me to, like, pinpoint, you know, where for them to serve the subpoena and stuff like that, because he had basically laid everything out for me, made it easy for me. Didn't know he was doing that. But in all of that, just, you know, word to the wise, be careful. I mean, I'm not taking away from online dating because some people have had pleasant experiences. That's one of the negative experiences that I had. I mean, I had the opportunity of having some pleasant ones. I met a young man from New Orleans that came down and visited me. Really nice guy. If I could have, if I could transplant him and put him here, hey, but the distance, long distance, it just, you know, and him and I, we're still friends and cordial and stuff to this day. But the other incident, it was an utter nightmare. Just, you know, it ended up with somebody getting a restraining order and, you know, it ended up in court. So there are some positive experiences and there's some negative ones. And that's the negative one, which was like totally crazy. I've never had anything happen like that in my life. You know, being stalked for one, but then you being stalked by a woman. That's crazy, you know? Like, really? So, I mean, and it ended up with, you know, everything turned out where, granted, you know, I was in, you know, I was safe, and, you know, after that, nothing else came up out of that. So, and that aspect, I'm just extremely happy that nothing happened to me personally, other than a couple bad words, and I can, yeah, I can deal with that. But as far as something physically happening to me, I'm so thankful that it didn't end up or get to that point. The young lady, she had a gun, so it could have ended up.
Ended up very badly.
Yeah.
So. That's understandable. There was a point it went away from me. But anyway, that didn't deter you away from dating online after having that experience.
No. I mean, after that, I would go on periodically, but not really meet anybody to say, let's go out, or, you know, them ask me out on a date. So after that, you know, I kind of like, I fell back a little bit, but not to like really go out with anybody online. You know, so
the moral of that is, moral of the story is what?
Be very, very careful. You know how to protect yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of the things that I did in that situation were like common sense things. You know, you don't want to pick up your phone every 5 minutes and somebody on the other line yelling and screaming because they can't handle the fact that their ex has moved on. You know, I know from now, if I get, just cut it off, you know, just, hey.
Probably the best way. Because to me, it seems like if he was showing you all of that and he's getting to know someone new, he's bringing in the old into the new. And that's one of the things that we talked about on our first episode is dating etiquette. You don't do that. You don't bring in your old into your new. Because, I mean, what are you doing dating someone new if you're still stuck there?
Exactly.
That means you haven't fully healed or you're not ready to move on. So
that's a big no in dating. Yeah, don't talk about your past. Leave the past in the past.
Right, right.
Move forward.
Yep. So I appreciate you being on our third episode here, Dating While 40. And is there anything else that you would like to, any other wisdom you would like to?
I've basically been voicing it throughout the whole show. Work on yourself.
Yes.
You know, that's a big thing to do.
Yes.
If you're not confident with meeting someone or just, you know, you really don't have to look for anybody. It'll come to you, you right. know. It's just a matter of you working on yourself as a person. Like you said, trying to be the best version of you mm-hmm. and you know how to be.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in somebody else's eyes, it'll attract them. That'll be a calling card or something to invite them in your world.
Mm-hmm.
By you, she real confident. And one thing about no matter what size you are, if you're a confident woman, men are attracted to that.
That's true.
No matter how very you look.
True. Confidence takes you a long way.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Yes, that's true. Well, thank you so much for joining the show. Kissables, thank you so much for listening. The conversation does not stop here. You can go on to our Facebook group, the Kissable Nights. We have a page and also a focus group. All that is open. You can place your comments and what do you feel about dating while 40. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Kissable Diva. Thanking you for tuning in to the Kissable Nights, where we discuss everything love, sex, and relationships after dark. Remember to tune in every Sunday at 8 p.m. Again, I do want to apologize that this one is particularly going up late or has gone up late because of any technical difficulties that we may have. But from here on out, it is 8 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Thank you so much for listening, Kissables, and remember to keep it kissable. Have a good night.